Okay, it's come to that point of the day on a Wednesday that we have in a guest. And today we've got Tian in from the Wheat Sheaf. So you take over this week, don't you?
Yes, as of from today, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. And I must admit, you look slightly stressed, but I think deep down inside you're excited. Am I right?
Yeah, slightly excited, but as you can imagine, yeah.
The whole process is happening.
Stressed on the surface.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So tell us a little bit. Obviously, we're all familiar with the Wheat Sheaf. But how long have you been there already?
Yeah, so I've been running the pub for the current landlord now for about 10 months. Obviously, it's in St. Thomas Square in Newport. It's a lovely, nice old pub, 17th century pub. Obviously doing food, obviously lots of bar, wet drinks, and also accommodation.
Brilliant. Yeah, it's always been a quite distinctive figure in the square in Newport. And I think that for years now, I think there's obviously been getting better and better and more appealing to other customers as well. So what are your plans for taking it forward? What's the things you've got exciting plans on the horizon?
Yeah, like lots of things we're planning on doing. And I like, you know, what you said about, you know, being in the middle of Newport, like hashtag heart of Newport is what we're going for.
Okay.
You know, we want to really bring it back for all the local, you know, people in Newport and people that travel in through Newport. We've got, you know, a new look. You know, it was always a little bit dark and dingy, so we've brightened it up, some fresh colour, some new tables and chairs, obviously a new menu, and then eventually what we'll do is we'll go through the accommodation as well and give that a little bit of love. But it's all about sort of making it a little bit more modern, but at the same time appreciating its history and its features, really.
Yeah, no, I can completely relate to that, because a lot of people don't realise that you are a hotel as well.
Yeah, you know, so no.
It says the Wheat Sheaf Hotel outside, but people don't seem to think that
it's... I say quite often it's a bit like a TARDIS, to be honest. people don't actually realise how big it is. It's actually over three floors. It's got 12 rooms mixed between doubles, family rooms and single rooms.
Yeah.
Breakfast every morning, so we do also serve breakfast to the general public between 8 and 11 every day. So come along, have a go. It's nothing but good reviews.
And you got your function room as well.
Yeah, so we actually did... I did my first wedding in there this year for a couple. Okay. So it was up to about 50 people. Yeah, worked really well.
My goodness, it really is a TARDIS, isn't it? I had no idea that that was all in there.
No, and actually what we've done recently is it's the Ballyrags Comedy Club.
Yes, yeah. So we are great fans of Ballyrags.
Yeah, yeah, so we've got that in there every month now.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, so the next one is 30th of May.
Oh, yeah, okay, so Luke and Toby coming along and doing that there.
Yeah.
Excellent. So it's giving people a real reason to come in other than just popping in for a drink.
Yeah, other than just popping in for a drink, you know, we've got other things to do with the function room, some sort of like spoken word groups. I'm hoping to do some drag acts, to be honest, a bit of a drag gala. And it's a nice sort of, it's a small setting upstairs. You know, it's not too big so that you're overwhelmed by people. Yeah. So it's a little bit more personal.
More intimate.
Yeah, more intimate, yeah.
I mean, I think what I find really interesting, because we're sort of 5 years on from COVID, and how has the pub game changed in that time? Because obviously that, I mean, so many pubs did well just to get out the other side of that. You know, how do you keep a business going when you just had to shut down for months on end?
I think it's just like, you've just got to be, you've just got to, you know, constantly come up with new ideas, new ways of, you know, bringing in new revenue. And you've just got to think outside the box, in my opinion.
And do you have a regular clientele, or is it?
Yeah, so we have a really good bunch of regulars that come in. They're all very supportive. We then have a mix of tourists that come in to either eat or just drink, and then a lot of the accommodation is really, you know, tradesmen, business people that are working in Newport. Mm-hmm. We're perfectly central. There's a multi-story car park just across the road. Yeah, it works really well. And we get a lot of repeat customers for the accommodation as well.
And so, I guess for a small wedding, being able to offer the hotel rooms as well.
I mean, there's
lovely.
Even a big church across the road, so you couldn't get any closer, could you? Eh?
Wouldn't that be a nice venue? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Well, I must admit, like I said, the location is absolutely amazing. And like what Nick said there, you know, it is a tough time in hospitality as well. Because obviously, being in the trade myself, you know, and I think that, like what you said there, it's the ones that are literally looking to just keep the growth going and really got ideas of what happens going through in the future and not being complacent.
Yeah, definitely. And I think also where, you know, I've worked in lots of pubs across the island and have, you know, run pubs for other people, But I've always, you know, you're always sort of upheld to what the owner or the landlord wants to do. So to be in a position to have some free reign,
call the shots,
is, you know, I've had 17 years of hospitality experience and then running my own businesses. So to then have a, you know, a public house of my own will be awesome.
It's so different, isn't it? I mean, you know, because it, you know, there was a time, I think back when my dad used to, we lived opposite a pub when I grew up, and at sort of at about 9:45 each evening that he went, he would literally cross the road, the landlord would put his pint on the bar, he'd have one pint and he'd come home, and it was a pub. Your food was a packet of crisps or a packet of peanuts.
There was a pub every 50 yards.
Unfortunately, so many of them have gone missing, isn't it?
You're now running, like you say, running a hotel, running a restaurant, running a an entertainment venue. You have to be literally jack of all trades.
100%, yeah. And you know, that's why it was very appealing to me, was the fact that it has 12 rooms, it has a function room, it also has a wood-fired pizza oven that will, you know, supply pizza for the pub, and as well as takeaway. So, you know, it covers a lot of bases to create revenue. So,
but a lot of things, a lot of balls to be juggling at any
one
time.
And a lot of things to go wrong, especially in a building as old as it is. I think it's 1693, I believe, when it was a coaching inn originally.
That'll go with one of your segments, won't it, there,
Ross?
Will.
I'm just thinking, any good ghost stories?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's something that we want to do. Yeah, well, my partner, Grace, who is doing it with me, she has found one already, supposedly.
Ooh.
So he moves the chair out every morning in the old pool room. And she's even done a few times, put some salt on the table to see if the salt moves.
Oh, wow. Okay, fair enough. Well, keep us posted on that.
We shall do. Waiting for you to leave him a pint.
Possibly.
I mean, that's the way to, you know, a ghost heart, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Would you leave a straw, or would you just...
I don't know.
I don't know. How do they?
I'd love to see it, though.
Yeah. Well, either ways, we shall experiment.
If he wanted it enough, he'd pick it up, wouldn't
he?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we are Ghost Island, supposedly, aren't we? There's some great stories on the island.
Well, yeah, all the Gay Baldwin books and stuff like that, which have been fantastic. Even my uncle had a story in that book, and it was about a pub that disappeared.
I think actually the ghost walk in Newport does come past, so I'd like to sort of speak to them, actually. So
I have to say, whether you're into ghost stories or not, they are an amazing way to find out the history of a place. I did the one in Cowes and learned so much about, you know,
doing at the moment. I've got like a local historian guy who is going through archives and getting old pictures of the building, old stories, to then will all be put up on the wall. So it's sort of a bit of a historical experience as well. So, you know, you come in and have a look around at all the pictures on the walls you know, previous landlords and stuff like that. So
that'd be great to have a little exhibition of that going on and get everyone in. I'd be up for that. Well, love for that kind of stories of the town.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, well, technically it must be one of the oldest pubs.
One of. I think it's not the oldest. I believe the castle is. But yeah, it's definitely got to be one of. But yeah, I mean, Newport has probably got some of the oldest pubs.
Is it the White Horse? Is there a White Horse?
Not in Newport.
No, but outside of Newport. Mm. There's one that goes back to 15-something. I was looking at that the other day, funnily enough.
Does that work well?
The amount of pints that have been consumed in those buildings over the years, in many different ways, shapes and forms. No, that's brilliant. So tell us, you've said about some of the entertainment ideas you've got up. What have you actually got going forward in the next month or so?
Well, so, I mean, initially, obviously, we've got a very brief spell of being closed the next 2 days.
Yep.
And then we'll be reopening on Friday the 16th lunch and dinner service.
And you said you've got some discounts?
Yeah, so we've got 20% off food and 10% off drinks, and that's for everyone throughout the whole day on Friday.
That's a good excuse to go in there on Friday.
Good excuse to come down. Obviously, a new menu, so come in. Or if you fancy, obviously give us a call, book a table ahead, and it's 530777.
Fantastic. Nice. Well, we wish you every success. Keep us informed of how it's all going.
Thank you very much.
And, you know, out there, if you haven't been to the Wheat Sheaf for a while, now's the time to go and give it a try.
Yeah, this is the Wheat Sheaf in Newport, just to say.
Yeah, don't confuse it with Yarmouth. No. It's a little bit further away, a little bit easier to get on a bus.
Opposite the Minster.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think it's really lovely to see Newport coming back to life, because it had hard times post-COVID, didn't it? There were a lot of empty shops, and it is gradually there's a bit of a rebirth coming along. Yeah.
And actually, I think, like, the square in front, so you've got some, you know, outside seating, to me, is one of the nicest places to sit in Newport.
So nice not to be sitting in the middle of a load of traffic.
Yeah, not sitting in traffic. Yeah. You're watching people coming in and out the square. You've got the church right behind you.
It's that cosmopolitan feel, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, a little bit of alfresco dining. Yeah. Which, you know, just keep an eye on the seagulls and the pigeons, you know. Yeah.
Come back into Newport, people. Come and give it a try. There is a lot going on.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, no, thanks for coming into the studio. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate having you here, Tian. And we all wish you the best of luck, you and your partner.
Yep.
Grace.
Grace.